Illegal Celebrity Poker. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out that from 2006 until the recession hit in 2009, a high-stakes poker ring was operating at various homes and hotels around Los Angeles. And among the participants, according to TMZ, the star of Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire is tangled in a web of scandal.
TMZ is pretty excited about this story because Maguire at one point was winning about $1 million a month. And among the suckers who lost to him was a hedge fund manager named Bradley Ruderman. Except Ruderman didn't make his money legally. He's in prison for running a Ponzi scheme. And the investors who were Ponzied are now suing to get their money back, including the $311,000 he lost to Spider-Man.
Tangled in a web of scandal.
We get it. But not just him. Ruderman also lost $73,000 to Nick Cassavetes, star of Hangover 2, and $62,000 to Gabe Kaplan. Remember Gabe Kaplan?
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Cotter. Now he's an even cooler school teacher. It's a lawsuit that provides a fascinating window into those years before the recession when the money was flowing. And a reminder that when you hear people say, don't tax the rich, this is who we're talking about. People who are so completely out of ideas for what to do with their money, they throw it on a card table in some magnificent mansion.
Guess who hosts a lot of these games? Paris Hilton's sex tape partner, Rick Solomon.
Oh yeah, also a reminder that once upon a time, all it took to buy a mansion was a decent sex tape. Oh, how I miss that economy. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.